a different angle. Architect Lanre Fallas adapted an existing design to create a striking home for his family in South London, full of unique quirks and clever elements that maximize its tight, triangular site. Text: Tom Boddy. Images: Łukasz Wielkosiński and Boland's Architects. I am actually still in awe that we did it, and so pleased and proud of how we managed to bring it all together. These are the words of Tope Midupin describing her family's home in Ladywell, southeast London, which she shares with husband Lanre Fallas and their two young daughters. Squeezed into a tight site on a quiet, tree-lined road, the house, which is clad in striking black bricks, sits just a few miles from the bustle of central London. After a challenging journey, with the build coming slap bang in the middle of the pandemic, the couple have created an unconventional but elegant three-floor house, which has cleverly adapted to the tight, triangular site. Although its bold and irregular exterior contrasts with the surrounding Victorian terraces, the home doesn't impose on the street, and actually appears as an extension of the neighboring dwelling. Origins. Lanre is founder of Boland's Architects, and brought his expertise to bear as the project architect for their build, adapting another architect's previous design for the site. Not only does he have extensive experience working on residential projects, the couple's previous one-and-a-half-bedroom rented flat in nearby Forest Hill needed a complete overhaul, which saw Lanre getting his hands dirty. It was laborious, he admits, but at the same time it was really fun to do. With the limited resources we had, it was great to make something out of it. Having raised their first daughter there for 3 years, it was filled with special memories. But with a new baby, a bigger place was needed to accommodate their needs. By a random coincidence, they discovered the small plot in Ladywell, and were tempted by the fact it had already obtained planning permission for a modern home, designed by Sketch Architects. The couple instantly began working out the feasibility of going ahead with the purchase, and in the process they fell in love with the site. Very soon after, working alongside a broker, they put in a carefully chosen offer, however a developer quickly outbid them. As a last resort, Tope wrote to the architects to say that if it became available again for whatever reason, they would still be very interested. Eventually, they found a gorgeous house further south in Annerley, and put in an offer. They were just about to sign the contract when the phone rang. The developers had pulled out in Ladywell, and the site was up for grabs again, and so they faced a difficult decision. Stick to the safe bet, or buy the site with potential in Ladywell. With the couple's creative nature coupled to Lanre's architectural expertise, they soon decided to plump for the latter. We knew we could do it. There were of course many risks, but with us having experience, it just made sense really, explains Lanre. Their new offer was accepted, and so their self-build journey began. Triangulating ideas. Despite the approved design by Sketch Architects' design being beautifully considered, it needed specific alterations to transform it into a family home. We looked at the buildability and efficiency of their design, and how we could enhance it to work for us, says Lanre. Being a triangular-shaped site positioned at the end of a row of terraces, the project called for an unconventional solution. Lanre and Tope wanted to create a home which displayed architectural flair, but which also provided practical and comfortable spaces for their family. We wanted to design a really nice, modern home, but at the same time I didn't want people to visit and feel like they can't touch anything, explains Tope. It was a chance to test all the ideas you've had over the years, but also to factor in how it would work with a baby and a five-year-old. Smart storage was also a big component of the design for the couple. Becoming parents means you start to accumulate all this stuff, says Tope, and I knew we'd have to take it all with us to the new home, but I just didn't want to see it. Throughout the home, different pockets of bespoke storage allows the children's toys and accessories to be cleverly hidden away. I love the fact that we can go from clearly kids live here to do kids live here? Very quickly because of the storage we have. Design. Although the home has an unusual, contemporary look, clad in black brick, it sits comfortably within its surroundings. Set lower down than its neighboring counterparts, with a 19-foot cherry tree blossoming at the front, it is tucked away and respectful of the streetscape. Its position at the edge of a row of terraces meant the exterior didn't need to blend in with the other houses, says Lanre, instead working as an interface between the two roads. To this end, the decision to use black brick was made early on in the design process. Due to the overlooked location, the positioning of windows and light wells have been carefully considered to maintain privacy not just for the family but also for the neighbors. Those elements are really sensitive, and have to be addressed in a sensitive manner, says Lanre. Upon entering through the buff-colored perimeter brick wall via the black steel automated door, you arrive in a courtyard. While technically sitting on the road, it offers a private outdoor space which flows openly through the sliding glazed doors into the main living area. It's the social hub of the home and works really well, says Tope. Being able to step out seamlessly into the outside makes the space feel bigger. Featuring microcrete flooring, bespoke wooden seating / storage, and a Juliet balcony, this room is filled with creative and unique design aspects. Various openings such as the rooflight above the dining area create different moods throughout the day. In the afternoon, the space looks golden and magical, says Taupe. Aligned beneath the rooflight is a walk-on lightwell which allows natural light to travel down into the basement. Continuing with a black theme, in the corner of this room is the black finished kitchen. Influenced by designs in New Zealand and Australia, the couple opted for this for a fun, monolithic style, explains Lanray. As well as being triangular in shape to fit the site's geometry, it sits at a level below the living space. This change in level allows its functions to coexist with each other, so we're still connected but the spaces are separate, explains Lanray. During the early stages of construction, Taupe struggled to envisage how a kitchen was going to fit into the corner. Such times are when you need to trust in your architect, says Taupe, in this case, her partner. Created in close collaboration with a joiner, a bespoke birch ply staircase sits at the center of the floor. We wanted something sculptural, something that wasn't too heavy, says Lanray. The large rooflight at the top of the stairwell and the open tread stairs allows light to travel down into the living area, connecting the spaces. Upstairs are two bedrooms and a family bathroom, with four other large rooflights flooding the space with light. Their daughter's room, which will eventually be occupied by both daughters, features a large, almost floor-to-ceiling window with a seating/reading area offering views up the road. The trapezoidal-shaped master bedroom includes unique detailing such as the bespoke red headboard/shelf which the couple designed and made themselves. Lanray explains, an interior designer worked with us on the tones and colors. Sometimes architects tend to focus on space more than color, so it was good to have their input. Another black-framed Juliet balcony provides scenic views out the back of the house over the nearby trees. Downstairs, at basement level, the design is more utilitarian. The daughter's playroom is another triangular-shaped space, deep underground but the sky is visible through the walk-on light well above and ground floor rooflight. Next to this room and cleverly connected by a pivot door is a room with a trio of changing functions, a guest bedroom, a home office, and an additional play space. It is also the route to the second outdoor courtyard, situated at the rear. The interior design of the home is summed up by Lanray as modern contemporary moody. Pockets of their Nigerian heritage are dotted throughout the home. This is shown in the use of color such as the bright orange floor in the downstairs multifunctional room, but also through the home's functionality. Nigerians are quite sociable in many ways, and this home is very much centered on that aspect. Connecting people and allowing people to define the space for themselves. It's a free-flowing space both indoors and outdoors, explains Lanray. Challenges. The team broke ground in April 2020, right at the start of the pandemic. With a national uncertainty, the couple faced complaints as to why they were building during the period. Also, a tight location required a total of 6 party wall agreements, including one very complex one as they were underpinning the adjacent property. With all that going on, we decided to try and put a face to the build, to let our neighbors know we're not developers and that this is going to be our home, says Taupe. Going as far as posting letters and chocolates through letterboxes as well as paying for the odd car wash, they managed to reassure locals. We're now part of the street's WhatsApp group, says Lanray. Sticking to their budget was also another challenge. But a further example of their great teamwork was their dynamic as architect and accountant. Lanray was keen to explore ideas of materiality and test the waters with different design elements. But with Taupe's profession being an accountant, she kept a rein on the numbers, and at times had to rein in some of the more out there ideas. Sometimes, those roles reversed, asserts Lanray. Considering their tight budget, the home has achieved a commendable EPC rating of B, and with plans to install a green roof next, their plans for sustainability haven't finished although their home is built. Looking at London's housing crisis, this design in an urban infill site is an example of how to maximize every inch of space within our oversaturated cities. I think there's scope for more designs like this across the board, says Lanray. The family has now been living in their new home for almost 18 months, and are over the moon with the completed build. I think we've managed to create something incredibly special. I feel so lucky to live here, Taupe. She adds, it's a beautiful piece of architecture but also works as a home to raise our children in. I'm really proud of it. High point. Seeing the brickwork go up. It was just stunning, and you got a feel of what the finished house would look like. Taupe. Low point. The timing of the stairs installation, the windows hadn't been installed and so it was technically still outside. We spent a weekend trying to protect them. Lanray. Taupe and Lanray's top tips. shop around. We didn't have just a single supplier for our glazing, we had maybe five. Sometimes that difference in price might just be down to the type of handle, the thickness of the frame. Try and really understand what those things mean to you. Enjoy it. It's a scary process. You scare yourself on a daily basis. Try and enjoy it as much as possible, because it's a privilege. Pick your battles about what you want to throw your money at. Such as a handle, something you use all the time, making it an enjoyable process, versus a kitchen that is the same color as the inserts, who cares? Contact/suppliers. Delivery Architects. Bolands Architects. www.bolandsgroup.com. Planning. Sketch Architects. www.sketcharchitects.co.uk. Main Contractor. Excel Construction UK. www.excelconstructionuk.co.uk. Staircase. RGH Joinery. Brick Supplier. Robin Brick. www.robin.com. Oversized Front Door. Arcade Doors. www.rigdoorsystems.co.uk.